KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
KJAN News is brought to you by ASI, Audiology and Hearing Instruments in Atlantic. And at 8:07, we have a mostly sunny sky, 69 degrees in Atlantic. We're looking forward to be partly to mostly sunny today with a high near 90, winds southwest at 10 to 20. Fair to partly cloudy tonight and a low of 64. Good morning. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. The Creston Police Department reports the arrest Thursday night of 36-year-old Stephen Marion Bochniak of Creston. He was taken into custody at his home on charges that include obstruction of emergency communications and a domestic abuse third offense. Bochniak was being held without bond in the Union County Jail pending an appearance before the magistrate. The president of the board that oversees the three state universities say they are looking forward to resuming regular operations this fall. Mike Richards says has already lifted the emergency order that went into place on March 18th of 2020 at the height of the pandemic.
Campuses will return to offering in-person academic coursework to the same extent prior to the pandemic, with no social distancing or masking requirements. Faculty and staff will return to the campus beginning July 1st, 2021.
Richard says students at the University of Iowa, ISU, and University of Northern Iowa will not be required to be vaccinated upon return.
Though vaccination is not required to return to the campus, all members of the campus community are strongly encouraged to receive a vaccination.
Richard says they will continue the effort to help students deal with COVID-19.
Each of our institutions will come to make vaccines readily available for those who want to receive their shots. The vaccines are safe and effective, so please, everyone, get vaccinated. In short, Iowa's public universities will embark on a welcome return to traditional campus activities this fall.
And he added that will include full football stadiums. The Board of Regents met in Iowa City, and Richards announced late adjournment of the legislature would require them to delay the first reading of proposed tuition rates.
We will call a special meeting in June to hold a first reading of rates. As is our practice, we will not vote on rates in the June meeting, but our expectation is that we will hold a vote to approve rates at a meeting in late July.
The legislature approved a budget that gave no increase in state funding for the universities. The legislature originally proposed a tuition fee freeze, that is, but backed off that. And Richard says our universities need an appropriate amount of resources to continue to provide high-quality education. But he says we also want to keep our universities accessible and affordable as possible for Iowans. Richards added there are many factors to consider and will be thoughtful as we move forward in the process. The Regents approved a salary increase for Iowa State University President Wendy Winterstein to move her salary from $590,000 to $600,000. That puts her salary at the same level as new University of Iowa President Barbara Wilson, who begins her job on July 15th. They also approved continuing a $100,000 yearly retention bonus each year through 2023 for Winterstein if she stays at the school. They approved a $105,000 annual retention bonus through 2023 for Board of Regents Executive Director Mark Brown, while holding his salary at the same level. Officials at Des Moines Area Community College, or DMAC, say cybersecurity concerns forced them to take some of their computers offline yesterday following the discovery of security problems. As a result, online classes were canceled Thursday. Cybersecurity teams were in the process of checking DMAC's system. The college said there is no evidence that any student or faculty information had been compromised, but they said their investigation was still underway. The Board of Regents Facilities Committee has given approval for an interior upgrade to the Hillcrest Residence Hall at the University of Iowa. U of I Vice President Rod Lennertz said that the request for designs on the project was approved in 2019.
Project total would be $23 million, funded by a combination of dormitory revenue bonds and university housing renewal and improvement funds.
He said Hillcrest was built in 1939 and is the largest dorm on the west side of the Iowa City campus.
At 267,000 square feet, 820 students live within that residence hall. Additionally, the residence hall serves all of the residents on the west side of our campus with food service for all of those halls, as well as fitness center, laundry, and a convenience store.
Leonard said the interior will get a total upgrade.
Door replacement throughout the building, upgrades in drywall, veneer, flooring, painting, closet systems, window treatments in all of the rooms, and then the service spaces that serve the building, including custodial closets, restrooms, study room furniture.
He said the upgrades have proven to be popular with students.
For instance, Quadrangle Residence Hall on the east side is now 105 years old, still a very popular residence hall for our students because of the modernizations.
Leonard said the buildings will stay open and the work will be done over 3 years, mostly in the summertime. Finally, in the news, State Auditor Rob Sand, a Democrat, and Republican Governor Kim Reynolds are sparring over a government-funded ad that ran on radio, TV, and the Internet last November. It urged Iowans to wear a mask and take other steps to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Let's step up and stop the spread together.
The auditor said the governor violated a state law she approved in 2018 that forbids governors from using public money on broadcast, newspaper, and Internet ads that include her name, likeness, or voice. The governor says under state law she had the authority to use emergency powers during a public health emergency to address Iowans at the height of the pandemic. Reynolds recruited others like former Governor Tom Vilsack and former Iowa wrestling coach Dan Gable to appear in the ad with her.
COVID-19 isn't stronger than Iowans' resolve to overcome it.
The governor's chief of staff says Iowa law clearly gives Iowa governors the authority to address Iowans in a public service announcement during a disaster emergency. Sand says Reynolds never suspended the law in any of her public health emergency declaration and is trying to distract from her use of taxpayer dollars for self-promotion. That's a check of the news. I'm Rick Hansen reporting. KJAN News brought to you by ASI Audiology and Hearing Instruments at 601 Poplar in Atlantic. Call 243-5796.